Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Early on in my ministry, in the 1970s and 80s, the Lord gave me a revelation of the glory of God. It was all-consuming to me for many years. I wrote the book, The Blood and the Glory. Recently, he told me to go back to Collinsville and teach in the place where it originally came, because in these days, the church must dawn glory.
I brought with me the notebook that I had when I was seeking God that morning. Actually, it was December 22nd, 2013, and I was seeking him about what to do. And he said to me, in 2014, the church must don glory. And immediately I knew. This goes with what he taught me years ago. It's going to be a further revelation of that. And he said, 2014, walk in my spirit this year as never before. I will lead you, for only I have walked this way before. Into the glory we will go, him with us. In the glory you will see and know. And he gave me some more. There was a certain person calling me who's having visions from another religion, came in through visions, a Muslim. And so I was asking the Lord, is he really seeing this and hearing this? Because some things are very specific. And he said, yes, so-and-so hears and sees me. And in the back of my mind, I was thinking, "How? Why don't I?" But he said, more blessed is he who sees not and believes. Do you think I saw visions constant when I walked below? No, but I saw and heard as you can. And I knew that he only did what he heard, saw the Father do, and he only heard what he heard the Father. So he didn't do it a way we can't do it. Because he left us the path to follow. So I knew at that time we were to have a meeting, and at the meeting, it was to be here, and we were going to get further revelation of the glory. And to go back to the older revelation, well, how it first came, and we had to have it here in this building. Well, the dates that we settle on are these dates, and they seemed late. But did you know that last Sunday I was snowed in at my house? Yeah. Pastor Lee said you were mudded in here. So this is the first Sunday that we could have started the meeting. And I do praise the Lord for the timing of it. I know that he's in it, even though I thought it was late. Now this morning, I gave a history of this building and this church and this work, and I'll just review it a little bit tonight for you. And I'm doing it from my book, The Blood and the Glory. And this chapter is named The Revelation of the Glory and How It Came. This is just a little succinct synopsis of what I said this morning to catch others up. But I believe you'll be blessed if you get the CDs or the DVDs. Now, we may not be able to have them for you right during the meeting. We're working on it, but we are making them. Life in the early 70s was busy and happy for me. At home, I was a wife and mother of four. At work, I was editor of publications for Kenneth E. Hagin, who had been charged by the Lord to put all of his teachings into printed form. My job was to help him do that by editing them into a magazine and books and monthly lessons, which have now traveled around the globe and multiplied millions and have brought forth great fruit. My childhood call to the ministry knew its real beginnings, though I did not recognize it as such until years later, when the eight or so members of the adult Sunday school class of the Friends Church elected me Sunday school teacher in about 1973. And I told that supernatural funny story this morning. Every Sunday, actually it was right up here, there were two rooms over to the side, and then there was a little alcove here, and there were pews up here. And Kent and I just started to this church when one day Wayne Tiefertiller said, I nominate this woman to be the Sunday school teacher, and the Sunday school teacher seconded the motion. And it was, so I started. And I just would come here and teach basically what I was learning where I was the editor for Brother Hagin. And it was charismatic days, the charismatic move. And if you've never been in a move of God, you hardly realize what it's like. Everyone just swept in. And of course, that's not the greatest move that ever there was, but it swept in a lot of denominational people into the baptism with the Holy Spirit. So at the same time, I'm teaching the word here, and here they're coming from everywhere. And they came, and like he said, we had a aisle down the middle and pews on both sides, and so I stepped down here and taught, and it filled all up. And then the other side filled all up. So we went in a short time from about 8 people to about 200 people. And it was a glorious time of teaching that Sunday school class. The minister I worked for based his ministry on the written word and God of God and being led by the Spirit. He preached behind this pulpit. As a surprise to me, they brought this here. When Brother Hagin came to Tulsa, he actually came from Texas, and he was a preacher that went around preaching. And Full Gospel Businessmen invited him here, Lee Eller, for a series of meetings to Tulsa, and it grew, and it didn't stop, and it went on 8 weeks. And during that time, the Lord told him to move to Tulsa. And that Texan didn't really want to move, but God wanted him to move, because we talked this morning about he has a path and he maneuvers you into it. Thank God. Thank you, Lord, for bringing Brother Hagin to Tulsa. Thank you for getting me up there in 1967, April, where I got baptized in the Holy Ghost. My life changed. And so they had to move to Sheridan Assembly because those meetings grew so big. And this is the pulpit that Brother Hagin preached behind. Yeah. And all the years when we'd have our big meetings over at Brother Hagin's, that's where they would be. And Chip remembers, I'm sure Brenda does, when we'd have camp meeting over there in Sheridan Assembly, all the young people, before the fire marshal stopped it, all the young people would just sit down on the floor. You know, there weren't seats for everybody. And so the kids were all just sitting down there, and here's the pulpit. And you can still get online, El Shaddai, Brother Hagin preaching. You can get that on YouTube, and I'm sure they have the CDs, DVDs. And this is the pulpit that Pastor Kenneth Hagin now, who pastors the Rhema Church, jumped higher than this pulpit. Because one night the spirit of leaping came on us. Yes, leaping and praising God. And oh man, we had some glory times. So Chip called Vep Ellis, he's the pastor now where that old Sharon Assembly was, and got this up here for our meetings. There have been some good word preached here. There have been some good glory come all around. And if wood can soak it up, bless the Lord, it's here. So those were glorious days for me. And Brother Hagin, at that time, the Lord impressed him to look up all the scriptures in the Bible on the glory of God. The Lord said, it would behoove you to to look up all the scriptures in the Bible on the glory of God. So he did it. You had to look them up in those days. No computer to just punch. And he typed them all out or had someone type them. And then when the Lord told him, I'd watch him, he'd just kind of jump because he kept the folded pages in the back of his Bible case. And when the Lord told him, oh man, I knew we were in for it, because Brother Hagin jumped like that. And then he'd start getting those out. We in for it tonight. And he'd just start reading them back from the Old Testament. It would happen different times. Sometimes he didn't make it very far. Sometimes he'd make it all the way over to Stephen. And in would come a glory cloud, like a wave, and sweep the people to the front. Do strange things with people. Throw them up around the pews and all kinds of things. Brother Hagin would step out of it. Hallelujah. Well, at that same time, I thought, well, if it would behoove him, it would behoove me to look up the scriptures on the glory and study the glory. So I did. And at the same time, I'm teaching the Sunday school class. And the Sunday school class is growing, growing. And a lot of the people that come in don't have an overall, they didn't go to Sunday school like I did. You know? And this book is a plan. My mom and dad are churchy. I grew up in a Baptist church, but it was good. And they taught us the books of the Bible, and we had sword drills. And we went through that Bible, you know. And I knew a lot of them didn't. And so I thought, well, we'll start in Genesis. And we'll get kind of an overall view of the Bible. We have a good Bible back there, quick scan Bible. That has, it's all the whole Bible, but it has bold type on lines, and you can quickly go through and read the Bible and get the plan. You need the overall plan. I'm telling you, it's a big picture, especially if you're a preacher. So we have those back there. So I thought, we'll start with Genesis. And I was planning to start and use as a textbook Kenyon's The Bible in the Light of Our Redemption. But I didn't get to stay with it long. I didn't get much past Genesis 1:1. And because at the same time, here's the Sunday school class. And at the same time, here's coming the revelation. And God's giving us in the Sunday school class and at my house and visions here and there. And we're all in it together. I mean to tell you, there's some ladies here. How many were in my Sunday school class and you're here tonight? Stand up. Now, Virgil would have been, but he was still a teacup. It was amazing. It was simply, we could not wait to get to church because we were getting a revelation. We could not wait.
We have on CD and DVDs the entire seminar revealing the glory that was held in the Glorious Church Fellowship, Collinsville, Oklahoma, March 2014. You've been listening to an excerpt from it. We'll be glad to send you either set, the DVDs for a special price, $75, the CDs, $55. That's $10 below cost on each item. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447 or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.